Campbell, and Farwell.
Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.
So you're on an airplane. You're flying from Los Angeles to Minneapolis, and you are looking for a, oh gosh, what are we calling them now? Flight attendant?
Yes.
You're looking for a flight attendant. Maybe you need a glass of water or a pillow or something, and you can't find them because two of the flight attendants are, they're calling them air hostesses in this story, were in a fist fight at the back of the plane.
See, I would think this is something you pay extra for, because there has been many a flight attendant in my day that I thought if you two started, you know, duking it out a little bit, little hair pulling, little knocking off the little hostess cap. No?
What the hell is wrong with you, man?
I have no idea.
It's not just you. I'm not saying you. Why is it that you want to see women? Well, whatever. You know what? You deal with that with your priest or your therapist, whoever the hell you want to do.
That's fine.
These girls got into an argument about work issues, and things escalated into a fist fight at 37,000 feet in the air. A third female attendant who tried to calm things down got punched in the face. The captain is informed of the fight, and he says, "That's it. We're landing this sucker, because I want to hear from the flight attendants and find out what's going on." So they land in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, that's a good place to land. Nothing bad ever happens in Utah.
One of the passengers on board says that the three cabin crew members were kicked off for bad behavior, and then Delta issued a letter of apology to the delayed and thirsty passengers. Can you imagine? You know how long you can get up in that plane, you're thirsty, and you're like, oh, when are they going to bring that drink tray? And then it's not coming because they're having a little Farwell fantasy fight on the floor at the back of the plane.
The Farwell fantasy flight fight.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.